Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by Jake's Plumbing and Heating. For reliable, affordable service from start to finish on all projects, plumbing, heating, cooling, sewer repair, and more. Call Jake's Plumbing and Heating at 989-269-6638. Serving all of the Thumb. More changes are coming to the Bad Axe Public School District besides the revamping and consolidating classrooms. When the 2026-27 school year starts, there will be updated handbooks with some major changes. There were changes made on what clothing is acceptable and not acceptable for students to wear. Some of the changes made were to clarify language. Another major change is the use of cellular phones for junior and high school students. High school students can use their cell phones between classes. For students in 6th through 8th grade, cell phone usage didn't change. The phones can only be used between the 6th and 7th hour classes. The new phone regulations also include penalties for violations. For the first violation, a student will be written up, and the phone will be taken away to be kept in the office for the day. The second violation is the same, but the student's parents will be contacted to come in and pick the phone up and go on from there. Parents will be sent information on the changes. And the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services reports 9,680 confirmed cases statewide as of July 28th, with 160 people hospitalized. In the Thumb, Huron County has reported 43 cases, Sanilac County 29, Tuscola County 19. Elsewhere in the region, Lapeer County has recorded 20 cases, while Shiawassee County leads the state with 401 cases, and Genesee County has reported 366. Health officials say the outbreak remains linked to contaminated produce, although an earlier lettuce sample from Taylor Farms initially tested positive for the parasite. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration later determined that result was a false positive. Even so, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention continues to associate the outbreak with recalled Taylor Farms iceberg lettuce sourced from central Mexico. Officials say there is no evidence the outbreak is connected to swimming or other recreational water activities. Anyone experiencing persistent diarrhea or other gastrointestinal symptoms is urged to contact a healthcare provider for testing and treatment. State health officials also recommend buying those whole heads of lettuce, discarding out outer leaves, thoroughly washing the remaining leaves, and cooking greens when possible to reduce the risk of illness. When we come back from this Jake's Plumbing and Heating sponsor message, we'll continue with your local news.
Jake's Plumbing and Heating in Bad Axe is your local Lennox dealer. Choose from the quietest, most efficient heating and cooling systems and heat pumps on the market today. See how a Lennox system can deliver the best innovation, efficiency, and comfort for your home or business. Lennox heating and cooling systems can meet your comfort as well as your budget. Contact Jake's Plumbing and Heating in Bad Axe today.
This is Jake at Jake's Plumbing and Heating. Come out and see us at 980 South Dudley Road or give us a call at 989-269-6638 for all your plumbing, heating, cooling, well, and septic needs. Quality plumbing and heating that you can trust.
Depend on Lennox heating and cooling systems for your home's total comfort in every season.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy, continuing with our local news. In a vote of 2-5, Huron County Commissioners rejected a pay increase for one department during Tuesday's county meeting. During the meeting, a review of positions and wages in the clerk's office suggested a pay increase for three positions in the clerk's office, retroactive to January 1, 2026. While discussing the proposed increase, Commissioner John Hunt said he has received several complaints about issues with the clerk's office not providing service, not responding in a timely manner, and mistakes being made. According to Hunt, he has been told several municipalities in Huron County who need answers turn to the clerks in Tuscola and Santa Ana counties. Clerk Lori Neal denied the accusations, and that was the first she has heard about issues with her office. Hunt stressed more training and better customer service is badly needed. Commissioner Kirk Geiger agreed giving raises were not warranted when there were so many issues with the office and complaints. Some of the issues with that department include wrong wording in ballots, payroll mistakes, and reimbursements owed not being made. In May, errors in payroll resulted in four Huron County Sheriff's Sergeants being overpaid that had to be corrected, and issues with two municipalities not receiving payments for the last national election are still unresolved. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Jake's Plumbing and Heating. For reliable, affordable service from start to finish on all projects, plumbing, heating, cooling, sewer repair, and more, call Jake's Plumbing and Heating at 989-269-6638. Serving all of the Thumb.